Window World is proud to present Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. Simply the best for less at WindowsKansasCity.com.
A couple of months ago, Jessica and I were in Arizona visiting Spencer and his fiancée, Courtney, and we had a wonderful trip, and I think we talked about it a little bit right here on the podcast. What I didn't mention is a person that I met while we were there and spent some time talking with, and I've stayed in touch with him over the last couple of months. This is an unbelievable story. We have a favorite restaurant in Scottsdale called Isabella's. It's at the golf course, Greyhawk, but it's not at where you check in at the club. It's adjacent to that. It's across the street, and it's a freestanding restaurant. It's near a couple of golf greens. It overlooks the golf course. You can see across the valley. It's mostly outdoor all the time, although the seating is covered. They can obviously bring things down in the winter when it gets cold, and it's an indoor restaurant, but it's just one of the coolest places you've ever been. And the people that you meet there are fascinating because it's an unbelievable mix of locals who live there permanently, people who spend time there in the winter, have a second home, or vacationers that are there on golf trips. So you see a bunch of dudes that come in after golf, foursomes, eightsomes, sometimes 16 guys come in after playing Greyhawk, and they head straight to the bar. It's not cheap, but it's worth it. Just being in a cool place like that, to me, I've always thought, okay, my beer costs me a buck and a half more than it does over there at the golf shop, but look at this place, and look at these people, and how beautiful is the sunset and all that. So you kind of get in what you pay for, and you meet a lot of interesting people. And Jessica and I have been there many, many times through the years. We love to go there. It's very close to where our condo was for many years, and it's just a neat place. And it's not unusual for people from Kansas City to walk up and say hi to us and say, hey, I met you at this. Remember 9 years ago we met? And I'm like, okay. And sometimes I do. And sometimes it's people that we loosely know and just haven't seen in years or something like that. So on this particular night, there were a couple of, I guess the best way to describe it is people that looked familiar to me, and I'm not sure I exactly remembered all their names or whatever. I looked over, and one of the dudes had a K-State hat on. And they'd kind of saw a couple looking at us. We hadn't been seated yet. We're waiting on a table, so we ordered a beer, and we're standing around. There's no seats at the bar. The tables in the bar are all full. So we're just kind of standing around waiting, having a cold one. And I thought, what the heck? I'm going to find out who these guys are because, I can see this is whatever. So I walk over, and they're like, hey, Kevin. I'm like, yeah, okay. And a couple of them, then remembered. There must have been five or six in their group. And one of the people lives in Arizona half the time in Kansas City the other, but is from Kansas City, and his name is Tim Jennings. And I started talking to Tim, and I say, well, what do you do out here? And he says, you won't believe the company out here that's been founded by a guy named Steve Johnson and what we're doing. And I said, well, do tell. And he says, well, Steve, the founder of the company, has developed, invented, essentially, for lack of a better term, a strong laminate film that you put over glass that is so strong, not just people with smash and grab hammer guys trying to get in your house or your business. It's bulletproof. And you can't see it. You don't know it's there. It's the ultimate deterrent. You're fortified without bars on your window or whatever. I said, this sounds too good to be true. Why doesn't everybody have that? And he says, well, he just started his company a few years ago. So he tells me about Steve, who's not there. And we stay in touch over the next couple of months. And I say, okay, well, we're going to have you on, but let me know what would be a good time. And he said, well, we're going to do a demonstration of this glass that people can come see if they want to come see for themselves. We'll do it at Frontier Justice in KCK, and I'll let you know when that is. Well, that's Thursday at 1 o'clock. Thursday at 1 o'clock, they're going to demonstrate this laminate that you could put on your home, your business. They're not doing individuals with cars yet because they're working with police departments first, but they'll get there. You can literally fortify anything you want. The main thing they're doing right now is schools all across America. They just struck a deal with the Olathe School District. They're doing it. They've done a deal with one of the pro sports teams in Kansas City that I can't mention. There are several other businesses all over Kansas City and in the area that are getting this to fortify their workplace from break-ins, if they're retail, people at night when they're not there, you can't break in, or safety of employees from violence, drive-by shootings, things of this nature. And certainly we know what the issues are at schools all around the country. So on Thursday at 1 o'clock at Frontier Justice in KCK by the Speedway, there's going to be a demonstration. I'm going to go. Jessica's going to go. We're going to be there. I want to see it. I've seen the videos, but I want to see it, and I think it's going to be amazing. The company is called safehavendefense.com, and you'll learn a lot more when we talk to Steve here in a few minutes, but I want to let you know a little bit about who we're talking about here. So this is one of those great American stories. Not only is he going to save lives without knowing whose lives he saved, this man started out as a window film installer in Las Vegas. Like, he was in Vegas. He's putting window tint on cars because the sun's always out. And you need it in Vegas and Phoenix and places like that. They window tint everything. So he learned about putting film on windows. Later, he became a cop. His background in education is physics and things of this nature. So I assume, I didn't ask, but when he did the window film stuff, he maybe was a teenager, something like that, worked as an installer. So he had some expertise in that area. This man obviously went to school and knows physics and all these other things. So he went to work for the Scottsdale Police Department, where he worked for many years. And part of his job as a Scottsdale police officer was he would, I guess, he deconstruct fatal car crashes. He would see where windows broke, metal buckled, shots were able to come through and shoot somebody in drive-bys, things like this. He saw it all. He saw everything. And one day it just kind of dawned on him, there's got to be a better way. And he was thinking about his fellow officers. We need to fortify our cars, that there needs to be better just regular police cars than what we're driving around in. And he knew about window film, and he'd seen some laminates out there that were smash-proof from a hammer or something like that, but they wouldn't stand up to a bullet or a gun or whatever. So he contacted people in that industry, took his expertise in his industry, and over the course of a few years, developed a new product, a laminate, that goes right over glass, or they do board backings that you can put behind walls or things in your room if you want some security in your home. There's other ways to do it within that. And for lack of a better term, they invented a better mousetrap, is what they did. And now they've been in business for 5 years. COVID just spiked things like it did for so many businesses that absolutely went crazy, because we've seen more violence because of COVID, more break-ins, more drive-by shootings, more carjackings, all this stuff. So business is bonkers, but this is just a great story. This guy was a window tinter turned cop who started breaking down how bullets were getting through cop cars, fatalities with drivers, drive-by shootings, carjackings, thinking, how do we fix this? He then had that eureka moment, and he will explain that when we talk to him. It was about a school shooting. And he immediately told his wife, we have to do this. We have to stop people from getting into schools. And it became his passion. He formed his company in 2018. They are 5 years in. They are not nationwide yet, but they're in Kansas City. They're in some areas around Kansas City and in many places. And as I just said, they've worked out a contract with the Olathe School District. I think he says it's about $7 per student to fortify a school. $7 per student to fortify a school with this product that you can't see and you can't break. And anybody that tries to get in or shoots through it is rejected immediately and usually just runs and flees. This is a great, great story. I'm so excited about this. Now, as I do the intro, little dirty little secret here, these things aren't all live all the way through when I do interviews. I've already done the interview. You're going to love it. You are going to love hearing this man. He is such an expert in this field. Please listen to all of it. He's amazing. This is a great story. This is everything that I like. This is personal freedom. It's our security. It's a great American success story. It's somebody with an idea, taking it as a passion and running with it. I hope he becomes rich off of it. I don't know if he will. I assume he will. That's not the point of why he's doing it. And it usually isn't for people. They follow a passion. They see an issue in America and say, I can help. We can make this country better. This is the kind of thing that liberals never do. Never. Never. It takes a former cop to think of something like this and do this. Okay, the dudes that made the Ben and Jerry's ice cream, they're not sitting around thinking about how to do this. That's not what they do. They're figuring out how to do a more hippie-looking carton around their ice cream. That's fine. That's great. That's their business. But I'm telling you, the real great Americans, the heroes, are guys like you're about to meet in Steve Johnson. This is fun. It's all brought to you today by Roberts Robinson, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Excelsior Springs. Home of the lifetime warranty, absolutely free on every new vehicle, like my Chevy Blazer. Right now, you can get a $100 rebate on 4 tires. You can shop online for new or pre-owned cars. They'll deliver to your house, or you can build your own. Low financing, under 3% on most models now. Yep, the interest rates are down at Roberts Robinson, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC. We are professional grade. Advantage Termite and Pest Control, online at AdvantageTPC.com. Call 913-768-8989 and sign up for the annual treatment. It's the best way to make sure you never see a critter at your house. Advantage Termite and Pest Control, AdvantageTPC.com. Amini's Galleria at 105th and Metcalf has everything for the upcoming football season for you. You need new bar stools in your man cave? They got it. You looking for a poker table for Monday Night Football? They got them. Shuffleboard, pool table, foosball, air hockey, arcade games, Star Wars video games, pinball machines. It's all at Amini's, 105th and Metcalf in Overland Park, also in St. Louis, Tulsa, and Oklahoma City, online at aminis.com. And, of course, my buddy Tim Cross over at Cross Kitchens KC, online at crosskitchenskc.com for an all-new kitchen or just new countertops, or maybe remodel the man cave before you bring in your Amini's pool table. Cross Kitchens will do that for you. Now's the time to consult. Most jobs take 2 weeks or less. Online, crosskitchenskc.com. I am so excited. You're going to love this interview. You're going to love this guy and what he's doing, mostly setting out to do for school children, but also our police officers. It is amazing. It also applies to you. You can get this in your home or your business if you're interested. Give it a listen. I promise you won't hear anything more interesting than this man's story and what he's doing anywhere this week than right here on KKHI. Steve Johnson, the founder of Safe Haven Defense, online at safehavendefense.com. Let's do it right now on KKHI. Hit it!
The KKHI Conversation is brought to you by Fry Orthodontics, where your smile is just the start. Online at fryorthodontics.com.
Steve joins us now, and obviously he's got a heck of a story to tell with this product and what's going on around the country with Safe Haven Defense and Americans who are so concerned about their security. Hello, Steve. How are you today? Everything good in your world?
Good, Kevin. Yeah, can't complain. Just hanging out here in 108 degrees at 9 a.m. In Phoenix, Arizona.
Well, you kind of buy into the summers, don't you?
That's right. Yeah, it's part of the lifestyle. That's for sure.
Part of the deal. Okay, so your background, before we get into the product and exactly what we're doing, everybody is concerned about their safety and security in America, and this is across every spectrum, professionals who are in the industry as well as individuals who are just in their home. You were a police officer in Scottsdale, Arizona for quite some time, and before that, you were in the car window tinting business, and so what happened? As you're a cop and you have got a background in tinting and putting film on windows, tell me your story, how this all happened.
So unfortunately, that Parkland massacre happened in 2018. My wife's an administrator at a school here in Phoenix, and there had been too many times of windows getting broken, after Sandy Hook and that killer accessing the school via a broken window. Just too many times of the strength of windows allowing people to get inside of a structure. So I knew there had to be something that could be done. You Google or go on YouTube and you look at, ballistic window films or burglar window films, and people are stopping sledgehammers or bricks, and it's been like that for the last 30 years. But there wasn't anything that you could put on normal existing quarter inch glass that would stop bullets. And my time as a breacher on the SWAT team, but also a fatal vehicle reconstructionist. There's quite a bit of physics involved with that. So knowledge of ballistics, knowledge with physics, I was able to figure out the secret sauce to make a window film to stop bullets.
That's amazing. I'm going to guess the Scottsdale police miss you greatly right now. We're going to get into schools, office buildings, places where people gather, where this is so important, but also for the men and women in blue out there, this is applicable to police cars as well. And I know you're working with a lot of police departments around the country. We see so many horrific things of what happened to these officers now that everybody's wearing a body cam, where people just come up and rush the car or shoot at cops or swing sledgehammers at windows. How many police cars out there are smash-proof and how many are bulletproof? I mean, this must be an open-ended industry for you at this point.
Yeah, the police car industry, and that's typically the vehicles that we're arming right now, we're limiting it to just law enforcement just to keep up with the demand. But the key feature of the window film and the reason why it's so desired is because of its weight. It's virtually weightless. So a police car can still be pursuit rated without having to have 5,000 or 6,000 pounds of armor inside of it. So down in Tucson SWAT, Phoenix SWAT, all the way up in Utah, Washington State, there's police cars that can still go out and be pursuit rated, but also have one-way bullet resistance.
Okay. So many of these police cars are built by either Ford or GM or whatever, and they're special. They're not cars that I can go buy. I know they do them for police units and stuff like that. Will you eventually be working with like the manufacturers that they'll come that way? If Scottsdale orders 20 new police cars, can they just be built out that way at the manufacturer?
That's what we're hoping for. So there's, of course, everything is super political, but police cars didn't have backup cameras for 60 years. But NHTSA, the National Highway for Traffic Safety, made it a rule that police cars needed to have backup cameras. So what do you know? Ford, Chevy, Dodge started putting them backup cameras in all these police cars. So that's the route that I'm trying to go is now you look at all the lives that are lost with law enforcement through windows and people ambushing them. So we're trying to make it a NHTSA rule that police, that it can be provided just from Ford. That way it takes all of the city decision-making power kind of out of it and make it just a basic life safety for police officers. And it just comes factory from the manufacturer.
Okay. So you're 5 years in, but this is just the tip of the iceberg. You have the only product that anybody can get that you can literally put on an existing window. You can go spend, as I understand it, three times as much and buy all new windows for your house or your office or your school, or you can put this laminate film over that you can't see, right? I mean, you can't even tell that it's on there.
Yeah, so we're the only window film that can be applied on quarter inch glass and achieve a NIJ or meet the standards of a UL bullet resistance testing. So all of our testing is done at independent laboratories. It's an accredited laboratory. But yeah, we went out and we did a Toyota headquarters 2 weeks ago, and we got a phone call from the general contractor saying, "Hey, I thought you guys were coming last week. What's going on?" And we had to tell him, "Hey, take a breath, go up, look at the window close. You might see a speck of dust here or there." and we get a nice apology text message. "Hey, so sorry, it looks great. Can't even tell." So that's what we go for. Obviously, some installs we do when people are sitting right there and we ask them to go out and send some tweets to somebody, come back in 10 minutes and we'll have the window film applied and finished. So it's a very easy process. It's a proprietary process for us, but it makes it to where it doesn't interfere with your flow of business or a school day.
Well, you're a better business man than me. I'd have told the Toyota guy to pick up a rock and throw it at a window. So just chuck at it, man.
We had a sheriff in Texas actually do that where he did not believe, he came out and saw a live demo. We hold live demos almost once a week now throughout the country. And we had a sheriff not believe, he thought maybe we were using special glass for our live demos. So we armored a school over in West Texas. And he went over there the next week, put a piece of Kevlar behind the window and then shot it. And sure enough, of course, the window film stopped it right there in the normal classroom window. Mm-hmm. And he's like, "All right, I'm a believer. Go ahead and do the rest of the district." So every now and then you get a good live testing. But for the most part, when they see lab testings and they see our live demos, they're good to go.
Well, call me crazy, but if I put this on my house, I'd throw a rock at a window just to see. I don't know if I'd fire a shot in my own house, but I'd at least take a rock or something and just to make sure it's on there because you can't see it. So I'm going to guess some people do that. Let's talk about schools. We have so much violence in schools and so many people are concerned about this. And, we know there have been mistakes in some schools where doors have been propped open and things have happened, but it seems pretty easy as we go forward to fortify some classrooms. The windows and the doors and the access to these rooms can be done. You've recently worked out a deal with the Olathe School District here in Kansas City that they will be fortified with your product. Again, the website is safehavendefense.com. And you're working with at least one pro sports team here in Kansas City and many others. How do you get into schools? And if parents or concerned citizens are listening about their school district and they want to do this, how do they convince the people in charge of the school district to put these in the schools?
It really comes down to parents taking charge of where their kids are being educated at. Parents have a strong decision-making power, and we have quite a few charter schools, quite a few private schools that are being proactive, and they'll say, "Hey, we're going to raise tuition $7 a child for this year, but it's going to pay to arm the school." And parents don't typically flinch at that whatsoever. So what we've seen in the past at some of these public schools is parents will go to the principal and say, "Hey, we've got a group of parents together. We all saw this demo of window film, and we'd like to have the school, we want the school armored." And if the principal is like, no, we're not going to do that, well, then the parents, you know, in Arizona, you can take your education credit and you can take that to a charter school or to a private school and take your child to somewhere that is armored. Well, that starts affecting the principal's budgets, because when they start losing students into a public school, then they start losing a lot of that funding as well. So principals will do, you know, will do whatever it takes to make sure that kids are staying in the classroom. And if that means, you know, if it's a safety reason or if it's educational or if it's, you know, if parents want BenQ boards or smart boards, then that's what principals do. We exhibit at just about every school board association, superintendent association, school safety association in the nation. We're at exhibits almost every week, sometimes two or three association exhibits a week. So these principals and these school board members and the superintendents, they've heard of Safe Haven Defense. We're usually a sponsor, the keynote speaker, so we get up on stage and we get to introduce ourselves. So they know about us, but sometimes it takes parents going in and saying, hey, we're just going to take our children somewhere else. You know, there's a charter school down the street that's armored, and ultimately we want our kids' lives safe. Or what we've seen is parents will put together a pot and they'll say, hey, everybody throw in $10 a student, and we can get the front of the school armored. And even, you know, my wife and I, we pretty much run a net zero business where we try to donate back. I mean, we've donated $150,000 to a Catholic school in Arizona, another $35,000 to a school district in Arkansas. So if we need to bridge the gap, my wife and I try to throw money back at this as well to make sure if parents are going to raise the money, then my wife and I want to be involved with it as well and help raise that money to get the project completed.
That's amazing. Now, you talked about boards. When you go to a school, I think everybody listening understands how you put the film over the windows and that fortifies the windows. What other things can you do at schools to protect the inside?
So some of the school districts have asked for, we have a really lightweight wall board that's bullet resistant that can just be applied right to the back of a whiteboard or on the back of a cabinet. And then that way, if they go into a lockdown, the teacher just merely pulls that cabinet into an L shape, and then you have a nice bullet resistance. You've got good concealment, and it's also a super affordable way. You know, for $1,200, you can have an armored cabinet, and you know, an 8-foot by 4-foot cabinet gives a lot of protection to a group of students that are hiding in the corner of a classroom. You know, in the event that a killer comes in and tries to hurt people. So there's a couple of different options. I mean, our average school, we just walked 17 schools in just outside of Little Rock, Arkansas, and our average school was $14,000. Mm. So it's a very affordable option. I mean, BenQ boards are $2,000 a piece for those touchscreen TVs. And there's typically 100 in a school. So when it comes to allocating funds, it's definitely something that that can be obtainable.
All right, you're hearing from businesses. I'm guessing you're starting to hear from homeowners. We had an incident here in Kansas City in the last few months with an elderly man who's not of good health, and he was asleep on a Friday night at about 10 o'clock, and he hears the doorbell, and he grabs his pistol he keeps beside the bed, and he goes to the front door, and he kind of looks through and cracks the door or whatever and sees a black teen at his door, which is, this man lives alone. There's nobody there. There's no reason. Bottom line is the young man came to the wrong door. He was apparently going to pick his brother up and got confused as to what street it was, comes to the wrong door. The man feels like he's being threatened or this person's going to push their way in, and he shoots the kid. Now, the best part of the story is the kid was just nicked, so there was no murder or anything like that. But I can only imagine if this man had this in his home and he had a door with a big glass panel that was that kind of shaded glass so he could see the silhouette and he was scared, he's going to jail. Right. They're going to get this guy. They've got a whole racial component to this thing that's become a huge story. We don't need to get into that. But I can just imagine living alone, you're elderly, you keep a gun by your bed in case somebody comes in your room in the middle of the night, but he literally went to the door and was frightened and fired a shot. If he had this on his house, I don't think he would have. I don't think he would have ever thought to try to do something because he would have probably felt a lot safer.
Yeah, and that's where, you know, it adds to your explanation when you're, you know, in the event of you getting into a shooting, you know, in your residence, of you justifying castle law. You can say, well, you know, I had an armored film put on my windows, so I knew that I had, You know, my low level protection gives you 2 to 5 minutes resistance. My middle of the road, which is usually what we put on schools, gives anywhere from 15 minutes to 58 minutes of resistance. We actually stopped 3 juveniles at a school trying to break into the robotics lab for 58 minutes with bricks and pipes before the window failed. So, you know, we put this in the same scenario. We put our riot control onto that front window or maybe a backsliding window. And, you know, that elderly man barricades in a closet. He starts hearing this kid hacking at the window. Now, when he's given his justification for castle law, he's saying, you know, I was scared for my life. I grabbed my firearm. I hid in the closet. I heard him hack at my window for, you know, 17 minutes. Once he gained access to the structure, I knew that he wasn't supposed to be there because he didn't have a key. He's hacking at a window. It gives you time to protect yourself to, you know, I hate to say retreat in your own home, but in today's day and age, it doesn't matter race. You're going to have to kind of retreat in your own home. It just is what it is to be able to show true scare for your life. And so this just gives you the time. You know, the smash on the riot control gives you the time to be able to say, I did everything I could. I had armored windows on my, you know, I had armor film on my windows. And the guy was determined to get in and either hurt me or rob the house. You know, he was armed with a brick, you know, whatever he used to break into the window. Because you're not going to be able to punch through it or use your elbow or use your knee to break a window. You'll break your collarbone. We had a kid break his foot trying to break into a school.
That's outstanding. So that's so good.
So that's where it helps you justify your actions as to what you did and why right. you did it. And that's ultimately, it gives you the peace of mind of knowing that if you get woken up in the middle of the night, it takes you about 45 seconds for your brain to understand what's going on.
Yeah. Go ahead.
45 seconds, a long time.
It is. And you know, I'm sitting here thinking I'm no expert in this field at all. And you've been in this your whole life. But I got to think most people, the thing I would be concerned about, we live in the suburbs here. It's a nice area of town and it's very peaceful. There's not much crime near us, but you know, we think it's kind of dark back here. It's wooded behind our property. Somebody could be on the loose or whatever. And, you know, break through a window, climb into the house and seek refuge or try to do harm to us or something like that. I would think, I could be totally wrong. Most people that try to smash into a property, if they can't break a window in 30 seconds, they're probably fleeing and going somewhere else, aren't they?
Yeah, that's correct. Your average burglar, I call them our average dirtbag. Our average dirtbag knows they have about 2 to 4 minutes before police respond. You know, most of your homes these days have Arlo cameras or they've got Ring cameras. And when someone calls the police and they say, hey, I have someone on my Arlo camera, it's a live feed. They're in the house currently. It changes police response to where now, instead of a delayed burglary, it's a burglary in progress. Well, a burglary in progress, police are responding, you know, code 3 lights and sirens. Delayed burglary, you might not have a police response for 5 hours. But if it's a burglary in progress, they're going to be there sometime in within 2 to 4 minutes, you know, somewhere, you know, if there's a police department within a four mile drive. So these dirtbags know they only have a couple minutes. And if it takes them 2 minutes to just get in the window, they don't have enough time to look around and pull open all the drawers and cabinets and to find that Rolex that they're looking for. So they go up and I think we have 48 deterrences right now, 48 saves of schools or retail organizations where we've stopped burglars from gaining access. And the only time we've had a failure was because there wasn't a security guard to dispatch police. And that was after the 58 minutes of kids beating on the window. So that's where, you know, when you're stopping somebody for 2, 3, 4 minutes, that dirtbag knows they don't have enough time and they got to get back out of it. Mm.
You know, the best part is you can't see it. You know, you don't know it's there. So it's not changing the way we function as a society. It's not one of these neighborhoods where there's bars over every window so people can't get in, you know, unsightly, things like that. I love that part about this product. And I you know, as
that's
I watch,
Kevin, sorry to interrupt you, but that's a really important part.
Yeah.
You look at our students right now. We're trying to make classrooms inviting. We don't want to institutionalize students. There's a big theory of if you put bars in the schools are big blocks that you're just preparing students to go from the classroom to a jail cell. So it needs to be inviting. They need to have the feeling that they can come and go, but you also have to keep it safe. So the fact that it's aesthetically pleasing is very important. But you may not see it, but you're going to feel the difference. The amount of heat that we block with this window film is noticeable. And it's noticeable within the first 15, 20 minutes of you going into a room with our window film that gets east or west or southerly sun. It is a noticeable difference of feeling how much cooler a room is because of the window film.
Yeah. No, there's a lot of things to really love about what it is you're doing here. And it hopefully gets to a point where it's in so many places, you feel like maybe it's everywhere and you don't even think about it, that things are safer. I watch all these smash and grabs on the news. We're watching all these places in New York, Philadelphia, big cities, mostly inner cities, where they're going to these bodegas or whatever, little stores. And they're just, you know, the front doors that open up are double glass doors. And even if they're locked, bang, one hammer through, everybody goes in, they loot the entire store. I mean, it looks to me, most of the stuff that I'm seeing on the news with these violent people going in and stealing stuff would be stopped with this over the glass.
Yeah, you're right, it is. I'd say I've got good video footage of a guy going up to a large retail establishment, a worldwide retail establishment, with a cinder block for 3.5 minutes. He had a getaway car, but he heard sirens and he took off. But for 3.5 minutes, this guy hurled a cinder block into a single pane quarter inch window and couldn't get in. The problem is now is, or I guess the solution that we've created is we can go in and arm our department store for 15, 20 grand. Of course it's a lot less glass. You know, we have a special school pricing and then we have a retail pricing, but we can armor a retail store for 15, 20 grand. Well, their average loss is anywhere from 60 to 80,000. So now their return of investment, all they have to do is stop one burglary and the film has paid for itself. Most of these retail establishments are having 4 to 6 burglaries a year. So for 20,000, if you can stop $250,000 a year worth of loss, let alone shutting the store down, then the store's got a broken window. And most of your clientele, they're not going to go into a store that's all plywooded up. They're going to go somewhere else, you know, go to a different side of town because they just don't feel safe inside the store. So there's a lot of benefits on top of, you know, your return of investment that these retailers are having just by giving the sense of safety to their shoppers.
What about like hurricanes, tornadoes, things like that? Does it provide protection for your home? We get tornadoes here in the Midwest. I've lived here my whole life. I've never seen one. So they're pretty rare. We don't think that it really can happen to us, but I see these pictures in Florida where, you know, a 10, 20 mile stretch, all these winds go through and everybody's boarding up their windows. Would it help with something like that too?
Yeah, we are Cat 5 rated. We do the hurricane wind testing. Of course, tornadoes are just a marvelous act of God. So when tornadoes are ripping up entire houses, I'd be a fool to say that, yeah, the window film is going to do you a solid there. But if you're the neighbor to the house that gets ripped up and moved across their lawn and the winds are 100, 130 mile an hour, then yes, we do have, I believe it's 162 mile an hour wind gusts for the window film.
Yeah, if tornado lifts your house off the ground, then nothing else matters at that point. That's why we have these storm shelters.
You've got other things to worry about.
Other problems. Right. My house is flying in the sky. I've got other problems than whether the windows were going to hold up if I was standing by them. This is amazing. And so I'm just kind of a realist here, and I ask questions, and we didn't talk about this before, so I don't know. You said this is proprietary. How big can you grow this? Can you handle a whole country? Will there be imitators? I mean, what if somebody like 3M comes along and they want to start doing this, whatever. I love business. What is your business model? Yeah. How do you protect this, that it's yours and yours alone right now, and you're doing all this business and somebody bigger doesn't come in and sweep the darn thing up?
So we stick to, it's a great question. So we stick to, we only partner with other law enforcement. My Missouri gentleman is a captain for Illinois. He's on the Illinois side of St. Louis, but he's a captain for Illinois State Police. North Carolina is a retired chief of police from Florida. Denver is a retired chief of police from Colorado. So we try to partner with just police officers or retired military to make sure that A, there's a strong moral compass and integrity, but B, it keeps the intellectual property of the window film safe. Of course, we've had imitators over the last couple of years. And the biggest thing that I ask people is ask for their lab testings. Lab testings are important. That's what your insurance is going to say. yes, this was a good product. It was independently tested. We will cover this loss. But if you have an imitator that doesn't have lab testing, then you're taking that liability on yourself. So just do your due diligence. And most of the schools are very, very keen to asking for all the paperwork, the cleaning and care, the warranty paperwork, the lab testing. So we don't, that's where, you know, the schools are able to cut through the mud and the crud and say, yeah, this isn't a good product. We're going to just carry on with Safe Haven. We have yet to lose a bid. There's been imitators, but even the imitators are overpriced. My wife and I are very determined to keep this affordable to where schools just don't have an excuse to not obtain it. Our nearest competitor was $240 a square foot more than we were. Mm-hmm. So that's just, when you're $240 more a square foot, there's just no rhyme or reason as to why you would go with that. So, but as far as my supplier's US based, they're currently operating, I believe, at 12%. So we effectively could eightfold our business and still be able to manage that. But we're expanding into five to seven more states per year. And we're actually getting ready to partner with a large private equity group to be able to give us some funding to try and launch into all the rest of the 50 states.
That's what I was going to ask you. Are you taking investors? It's not like a franchise. Somebody can't franchise this. But if somebody, you know, wants to be in this business with you, do you take investors? Are there areas of the country where people could have a territory and it's there? How's this going to be structured?
Yeah, we did distribution model for the first two or three years. We moved away from that. We're now keeping it all corporate. But yeah, we probably will bring on a private equity group over the next year or so to assist us with getting into all 50 states, having a police officer in all 50 states to help us go out and do threat assessments, make sure that schools are armoring the right windows that they need to be armoring. And I think that's the safest, you know, up to this point, my wife and I have been able to do this with no debt and doing this ourselves and still getting, you know, over 30 states worth of coverage. But now with the amount of revenues that are going through, you know, I'm just a cop. You know, at the end of the day, I like to shoot guns and I like to catch bad guys. Bringing on a good PE group will be beneficial for making sure that Safe Haven's around for the next 30, 40 years.
And if somebody wants this at their home or business, they can contact you and do that too?
Yeah, absolutely. There's like I said, there's law enforcement guys in every state that they can feel safe and know that, you know, us cops, we've seen violence. You know, we've seen dirtbags hurt people, and we know there's 100 ways to skin a cat. There's 100 ways to armor a building, and when we come out, we're going to give you our honest assessment of what they can do and a multiple of different ways to do it. You know, in different price points, and then that way that they can be prepared for. Okay, I know I only had the budget for 2 to 5 minutes worth of resistance, which is great. You can do a lot. You can do a full set of stretching before you gotta, you know, take matter into your own hands in 2 to 5 minutes. Yeah. 15 minutes to an hour, that's just about enough time for any law enforcement official in the county to be able to show up. So that's the beauty of the product, is that we've been able to make it affordable to an array of different people and clientele. And we just keep it to law abiding citizens. I get called from cartel and gang members that want, you know, their 94 Tahoe armored, and I'd be a billionaire right now if I armored up a bunch of gang members' cars. But we keep it to law abiding citizens and make sure that we're protecting the right people.
That's awesome. All right, Steve, here's the fun part. You won't be here, but our mutual friend, your colleague Tim, will be here on Thursday at Frontier Justice by the Speedway in Kansas City, Kansas. From 1 until 2, we're going to have a demonstration. And I've seen the videos, and I can't wait to get out there Thursday and see this. It's open. Frontier Justice is open to the public. So anybody that wants to come watch this can. I know a lot of our listeners shop there and you know, use their facilities, their gun range and whatnot at Frontier Justice. But the demonstration is going to be at 1 o'clock on Thursday the 13th at Frontier Justice in KCK. If anybody wants to see this laminate in action, what are they going to do? They're going to set up some windows and try to shoot through them? How cool is this going to be?
Yeah, we bring three different panes. We bring a window that has a competitor film just to show. It's actually the same film that was installed at the Capitol building in D.C. Oh. It's an 8 mil window film. And that, unfortunately, has been kind of the industry standard for the last 30 years. And the reason why is because your average run-of-the-mill window tint guy can go with a roll of 8mm and they can install it. You don't need to have $40,000 to $50,000 worth of tools to install 8mm window film. The problem is that that film only gives about 12 to 15 seconds of resistance. Well, you can't run very far in 12 to 15 seconds.
Right.
So we demonstrate the 8mm window film to show just the protection that offers or lack thereof. And then we demonstrate our riot control film on the same thickness of glass, just normal quarter-inch glass, which has been the standard since the 50s or 60s. So, but when we bend a metal baseball bat with a piece of quarter-inch glass, it's a really, really good determination that, yes, we're getting a much better level of protection with the riot film from Safe Haven versus the 8mm window film that is offered by a plethora of different suppliers. We've been offered before, hey, we want Safe Haven to do it because of the quality of your installs. Will you please just install 8mm? And we refuse. We will not install 8mm window film because it just does not work. What we do is we offer another supplier's 15mm window film if they're trying to stay in that certain budget of 8mm window film. So the but you get double the protection with that 15mm film. So after that riot control demonstration, then we do our bullet resistance. Of course, like I mentioned before briefly, it's a one-way protection. So the school resource officer or your armed court, at the court bailiff or a court guard can actually shoot through the window to stop a bad guy before he even enters the structure. So when we do our live demo, I will shoot through the window first to show that, a good guy can stop the bad guy from the inside. Then we spin around the exact same window after it's been compromised and we'll stop a multitude of calibers on that same exact window. So it's a really informative demo. It's hands-on. If you want to grab a baseball bat and throw on some safety glasses, you can wail on it and see what it feels like. Just about everybody tells me that it feels like you're hitting a solid cement wall, but you're only beating on a window. That's the beauty of it. So the demo lasts about 45 minutes to an hour. And my CEO is a retired chief of police from Denver. He will be there as well as Tim Jennings and Tim Pierce. Tim Pierce, I believe, is a retired sergeant out of there from Kansas City area. So Tim and Tim, I call him Tim Squared, they run the Kansas City area. So those three gentlemen will be there, and I'm sure they love to meet everybody that shows up and just show that everybody that will be there will be, concerned U.S. citizens that want to protect themselves, their family, their neighbors, their city. So it's a good crowd to be around.
Steve, you're a fascinating man. You you're a hero in many ways. We appreciate all your service as a police officer, but this is unbelievable what you're doing. And I know that you wouldn't say this, but so I'm going to say it for you. You are, over the next decades, however long you're around to do this, you're going to save lives that you don't know you saved. This deterrent will save so many people's lives. And I know that you know that, and it's not something you'd say, but that's why you're doing it. And it is going to happen. And the good thing is you'll never know whose life you saved. You'll never know where it was, in all likelihood, because people are going to find out with one attempt at a smash and run, there's going to be a lot of people we never even know tried to get in or tried to do something, or we don't catch them. But I just think it's amazing what you're doing. You've taken the things that you know best and are doing so much to help other people, man. Congratulations to you and your company. We wish you the very best of luck, and I cannot wait to see this on Thursday. This is going to be fun.
No, thanks, Kevin. I appreciate the kind words, and thanks for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
Call us anytime, man. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
All right, take care. There is Steve Johnson. He's the founder of Safe Haven Defense. They're online at safehavendefense.com. And again, the event is coming up on Thursday, July 13th at 1 o'clock at Frontier Justice in Kansas City, Kansas. It's right by Kansas Speedway and Nebraska Furniture Mart and all those places. You'll see it there. They're going to demonstrate it. If you are a recreational gun owner or just an enthusiast or you've ever shopped at Frontier Justice or whatever, I've never been in the place. We don't really know them. But I'm fascinated. I mean, I'm excited to go. Jessica's going to come with me, and we're going to go out and check this out. I can't wait to see the product in person. There are videos online. You can see them at safehavendefense.com if you want to see how this works. But as I just said, we just worked out a deal with the Olathe schools. There's a professional sports team in Kansas City that's fortified the glass around their offices and building. and I'm not allowed to say which professional sports team that is, but they have done this. There are applications for so many uses here. They will be moving into automobiles at some point, but as he said right there, they're really not doing that for individuals. At this point, they're doing it for police departments, but there's going to be no shortage of people that will want to do this for their automobile with all the carjackings and things that are going on out there. I mean, I just think the sky is the limit for this industry. The price will only come down, which is going to be great, and it's a third the price of bulletproof glass, basically, is what it is. So I am fascinated by this, and as I mentioned earlier, when I met Tim, that was out in Arizona. We were visiting Spencer out there a few months ago, and he came up to me, and you know, he's from Kansas City, recognized me, and we started talking and had a couple of mutual friends that were there. It's amazing how many places you can go in Scottsdale, and if you're in a restaurant, there could be 10 or 12 people from Kansas City in there. It's just kind of how it is. And so we had this long conversation. He told me what he's doing. I said, man, we got to get you on and talk about this because this is a fascinating topic. We're all concerned about our personal safety in our own ways. And I know this is right in the wheelhouse for all of you, so I hope you found that interesting and informative. Can you imagine? The dude worked in Las Vegas as a film tinter at a car company where he puts the, you know, it's hot in the desert. You put the window film on so your car doesn't get so hot. That's literally what he did as a young man, became a police officer, went to Scottsdale, understands physics or studied physics and does some of these other things, is a cop in Scottsdale for years, and becomes the guy who breaks down fatal crashes, how they happened, and all the weak points on the car and windows and what took place. And he's like, man, we got to come up with a film that I used to put on, you know, to keep the sun out, to keep these people from dying in these cars. That's where it started. And it became his passion on the side. And he developed that into a company. He started in 2018 in Phoenix, Arizona, but they're located here in Kansas City as well now. Tim Jennings runs that. He's a Kansas City guy. And I just can't even believe it. They started telling me about it. I'm like, okay. But now I've just done more and more research on this. It's crazy. Safehavendefense.com. He is Steve Johnson, the founder. That's America right there. That's what that is. You go from tinting windows, probably in your late teens, early 20s or whatever. You go from that to founding this company. And now they've got, you know, capital coming in and they could be nationwide within a few years. That's what we love about America. Come up with a great idea, take it and run with it. That's pretty cool. This episode of KKHI was brought to you by Advanced Medical Imaging, online at medimageks.com. See what's inside and do it today or tomorrow at Advanced Medical Imaging, 785-856-0224, medimageks.com. North Kansas City Dental, Dr. Bill Bush needs to be your new dentist because he's that good. He's the dentist of the Chiefs. He can be your dentist. They're online at nkcdental.com or to schedule an appointment, 816-471-2911 for nkcdental.com. And Buck Roofing and Construction, 913-384-2680. You'll sleep well knowing Buck Roofing fixed the roof over your head. Great stuff. Hope you enjoyed it. Something a little different here on KKHI. I certainly did. I love new products. I love invention. I love application of those things. And I think this is something we really should consider putting on our house. I'm not going to lie to you. At least on the ground floors. For the break-ins and such, I think that just sounds like a great idea. So I can't wait to see it on Thursday and talk to them about that. That's Steve Johnson. He's the founder of something that looks like something really, really big. Safehavendefense.com right here on Kevin Keatsman Has Issues.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.